Hey, Baiters, Fraudtologist here, and we did a little something extra for you this week. I interviewed Alex, who, along with his husband, runs Baiter Bomb, which is a lubricant specifically for edging. And he and his husband have experience hosting circle jerks, both large and small. So I gave him a call, and we talked a little bit. Here's part of our chat. You work at Baiter Bomb, right?
Yes, I am Alex, and I run Baiter Bomb with my husband.
Oh, you run? Okay, cool. And that is a lubricant, right?
Yes, masturbation lubricant.
Masturbation.
Specific for edging.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I've yet to try that one, but I have to check it out. And I know you guys do a lot of work with Bait World, and you sponsored the bait off this season.
Mm-hmm.
How many circle jerks have you hosted?
So, if I'm basing it on the Sausage Fest that we host in Las Vegas, I would say two large ones in a commercial venue, meaning like a sex club. One was 160 plus guys, and this year was 220 plus guys.
Oh my God.
We did host some smaller groups within our hotel suite.
Yeah.
And the first one was probably maybe 10 guys, and then the next one was probably 30 guys. And that's pretty much all I have done as far as hosting circle jerks or bait parties. I have experience in both sizes. Small and large.
With a huge group like that, that's plenty of experience. Did you guys ever, have you ever hosted like private, like smaller ones?
I have maybe two or three dudes at a time at my house years ago. And sometimes this year or last year, I've been a little bit more open of welcoming more people at our home. With my husband, he's more pro like, let's go, let's get the party set up. And I'm like, I like my place private, but I'm opening up a little more. And sometimes, most of the time when it does happen, it's like an impromptu, like we invite some baiters over and then we just end up jerking off anyway.
But like, yeah, what's your ideal number, like number of guys for a circle jerk?
If I were to host one at home, like in our yard or inside the house, I would say a more intimate one, I would say four or six of us total.
Okay.
Just enough to like switch off partners or whatever, or do a group circle. I guess it depends on the vibe you're looking for. I could also see like a group of 30 guys or even 40 guys in our yard. But wow. I haven't done that. I haven't had the balls to do that yet.
I was going to say like a space has a lot to do with it. You know, how many people you can actually even like physically fit into your, you know, whatever room you're planning on doing it. Or if you have a private yard, like where I would host, I could probably five or six tops. You know, one of my major stipulations is I want to make sure everybody's going to get along ahead of time. So the handful that I've done, it's been people that I've already kind of done one-on-one with before. And then I thought, I think he would get along with my other friends. And so I invite him in.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's usually how I've done it.
I mean, back in like a few years back before Baiter Bomb, when I was a real horn dog, like, yeah, I think I would invite, my door was a revolving door. I was a little more daring then. Maybe because I was younger and, you know, like I felt more capable and not as freaked out, I guess. But the older you get, I guess.
That's kind of cool. I wish I had, I think I didn't start getting into like baiting with other people until I was in my mid-20s. I mean, I did it like when I was in high school, but then in my early 20s in college, I just kind of did like the normal thing and, you know, like having, you know, dating and having sex and stuff. But then I got into like baiting in my mid 20s. And I wish if I had gotten turned onto it younger, I probably would have been like that too. I probably would have been a little bit more open and just like, come on over. Yeah, one dream I've always had is like just having an open door, like an ongoing event where like at my house every Sunday between 2 and 4, you know. But yeah, I imagine a lot of listeners here would say like, you know, that opens you up to, you know, anybody could drop in, or I think word getting around to, if you live in a smaller community, it's like, or the wrong people showing up. Yeah, so that was one of the things I wanted to ask about was like open versus closed, and it sounds like we both kind of fall on maybe closed or better, closed versus open circle jerks. And then yeah, my other question was like just laying out the rules. Like you said like when you hosted the Sausage Fest, you ahead of time in an email, like in the invitation, it has like the rules put out, right?
I mean, pretty much. The event is a Baitworld only invite. So that right away just filters out everyone else who's not a baiter. So everyone invited is a baiter, and everyone on Baitworld seeing that event will know it's a baiter event.
Right.
So that already like clears up a lot of well, is it more, can you do more?
Yeah.
I do end up having people ask if they can do more, and I say, hey, listen, the whole idea of this event is that for baiters who aren't interested in more, are not feeling pressured to do much more because we don't have many of those spaces. And if you want to do more behind your own in your room with other people and they agree to it, I mean, I'm not going to be there to police, right? But as far as the pull,
The
the
draw.
purpose,
Yeah.
yeah, the draw is like this is going to be a masturbator event. I mean, I'll go even go deeper and make it like a gooner event, like
Right.
the gooners feel safe to want to goon with others, because not everybody gets that.
Yeah, the way you describe Sausage Fest, so you have it at like a hotel venue and there's different rooms, so it's like different people hosting in different rooms.
We started this using this app called Halo, and essentially people can create their own little group chats, and anybody who is willing to host in a room can create a party and either invite or have an open invite for anyone, and then they'll have like a limit of 10, or they'll make it private and individually pick their own.
Okay.
So that's the beauty with the Sausage Fest is that, no one's forced to be in a schedule. They can host their own parties, or it's a vacation. It's like do what you want.
And that's in Vegas, right?
It's in Vegas. Yeah. We hosted it in Luxor
Yeah,
Hotel.
I think that sounds awesome to me. And yeah, like the idea with like the different rooms too. So if someone did want to venture out, you know, and add more than just baiting, they're hosting their own room, they probably could.
Yeah, absolutely.
I always think like you could go with like different themes and things too, you know, like one room could be gooning. I have like a couple of other ideas like how to spice things up and stuff. Like one idea I had was like, you know, having like a game, you know, like or like having
Oh,
like party games, like somehow to like, you know, grease the wheels a little bit and like get everybody
yeah.
going. And I
I
you
think that would be
know,
very cool. I don't know. I've never done it, but I
me
think
neither.
like giving people something to focus on. In conjunction and with masturbating, it's like it keeps it like kind of like drinking games,
Exactly. That's I not a drinking game in particular, but like having some sort of like yeah, activity that everybody
camaraderie
could,
thing.
yeah, like even just like you know, doing something like getting you know, like a I'm trying to think like a ring or something and like passing it from dick to dick, you know, something silly like that, or like breaking up into teams. I don't know. Like I could brainstorm this. But yeah, the other thing too is like, would you could have it go kind of be centered around like a sporting event where everybody comes over to watch a game, and then on one TV you could have the game that everybody's watching, and then on another TV you could have like porn playing, and people just kind of you know pleasure themselves as they go, and be playing with themselves, you know, and it's also a way to like let people kind of glide into it and ease into it, you know. One major thing that comes up is like a lot of people that I've read online or things like, or whether or not there should be party favors, whether or not there should be alcohol served, or you know, if people want to smoke marijuana, get high. And I'm kind of, I would rather have host a sober circle jerk. But I know that there are guys out there who probably would need a little bit of liquid courage or something, you know, or to smoke up and make it like a stoner thing. I could see a lot of gooners probably getting into that.
I would love a stoner bait.
See, I don't smoke weed. I used to, but I'm like, yeah, back in my weed days, like, yeah, I think I would have really loved that, you know? Well, then also question comes up about poppers and whether or not to have poppers there. Yeah. It could be bring your own poppers, I guess.
Yeah. I would say like my parties, it's always been just bring your own poppers. And if you're not into it, you're just not into it. And that's fine. No one's going to push you. The first party we did throw in Vegas last year in our suite, the smaller one, I threw out this idea of like hanging out in like tidy whitey's briefs and just having a cocktail out. So we served alcohol and we just, you know, kind of lounge. The idea is like hang out for an hour or so in our briefs and just drink and then see what happens. And of course we all just, you know, that didn't last long.
Right. Well, that's cool. Well, you don't know, you can't really plan everything out. So you don't really know, you know, what's going to happen, but yeah, it's good. It's good to at least think about those things and think like, all right, what if people show up and they're not comfortable and it takes them a while?
Well, I think it was more of a function of like easing everyone in, kind of just relax, you know, like the whole idea of hanging out in underwear and drinking is like, just like you said, like ease it in, you know, make everybody comfortable. I think that's a really important thing, is allowing an environment for people to feel at ease and not, you know, pressured or anything like
that. Exactly.
Because it's not going to work if people feel. I have a lot of sexual anxiety.
Me too.
And I let it affect me. So if I host, I want to make sure I see through the lens of my own anxieties, you know?
I like that. Yeah. Yeah. I get that way too, especially getting older. Like, and if, you know, there's people there who I think have better bodies than me, or, you know, I might even lose my erection, you know, so there's a lot.
I know, right? Doesn't that suck?
Oh, it would totally.
But you know what I'm finding out running Beta Bomb is, being in Bait World, like all body types have their fans.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And somehow, well, the market just pushes this idea that like muscular and lean and or whatever is the hottest thing, is the only hot thing. Or maybe we think that way because it's the only thing we see. But when I'm marketing for Beta Bomb, it's like I use everyone because everybody has their fans, you know?
That's great. Yeah, I've learned that too. The more I'm on Bait World, the more, yeah, as I've gotten older, it's like, wow, there really are. I do have, you know, I found a lot of fans of my body type, and encouraging. It's encouraging. Yeah.
Yeah. And there are guys who are into daddies or grandpa looking ones, or like skinny, or, you know, it's very liberating. Even though sometimes we fall into that trap of like, I gotta look hot, you know, muscular and this and that.
My final like closing question is just if you had advice, which I mentioned in the email, but yeah, if you just have any advice for anybody who's thinking about hosting their own circle jerk, like what would be like your closing advice for someone who wants to host a circle jerk?
Mm-hmm. I say just pull the trigger and just do it. The biggest enemy of hosting a group is like giving up because no one's like saying yes, or they can't commit. Just, you know, just keep trying.
Oh yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's a good advice, but a lot of times when I tried to host before, it's like I just forget it, you know, because no one's like responding or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you just if you want to make sure, if you for me The only reason why I was able to create the Sausage Fest group party is because I was already networking with a bunch of guys and they already trusted me. Or other guys trusted the people that trusted me, you know? And I think it all comes down to just trust, right?
Trust, right. I get it.
Like, feel safe and not be like blindsided by like, oh, suddenly it's a fuck party, you know?
Mm. Yeah. And just, yeah. And, but yeah, as long as you're upfront with everybody at the beginning, like this is going to be a circle jerk. The circle jerk, not an orgy. If you want to go to an orgy, there's orgies, you know?
There's plenty other ones.
Oh yeah. I'm sure there's plenty. But yeah, but then pull the trigger. And if you're thinking about doing it, just do it. And once you organize it, then you'll be surprised. And so it's like feel the dreams. If you build it, they will come.
Yep. If you build it, they will come and will come.
Come. Do people come multiple times at the circle jerks?
I mean, I'm not able to track. Oh, I small ones. I've had experience with a guy who can come twice.
Yeah, I've had that happen too. Sometimes my experience is this has happened a couple times where someone gets there and they're just kind of overwhelmed by how hot everything is that they come right away, and then they're like, "Yo, just give me like 5-10 minutes to just chill," and then they're back at it and then they come
again. That's amazing.
Oh yeah, like yeah, it's pretty fun when that happens too. Like,
I want that.
Yeah, no, and it's also like a huge compliment too. It's like, wow, this guy's like, mm-hmm. You got excited. Oh, yeah. You got excited just from like being like right when he walked in the door, you know?
Yeah, that's fucking cool. I wonder if it's like I can't do it because I've desensitized myself with enough dick.
Well, and then the edging, and not everybody edges. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, there you have it. That is my interview with Alex from Bader Bomb. Be sure to check out the Bader Bomb website. They've got a ton of cool stuff on there. And thanks for listening, and thanks for reading my article, and be sure to leave a comment if you like this. Thank you.